الحمد لله، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه ومصطفى. أما بعد، حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters for the new session of Arabic for beginners and with the book of التحفة السنوية, the explanation of الآية الرومية. نعم. As I remember yesterday, we said that there is a homework. Yeah, anybody has done the homework? Yeah, we said homework. We said to bring all the morning class. As I remember, we said, I think, Surah Al-Shams. Okay, in the advanced class, right. Sorry for that mixing. That is tomorrow for advanced class, right. Khair, inshallah. طيب, then we are with Kasra, or the, as a sign for Khaf. Where the kasra as sign for khaf. Or we are with alamat al-khaf. We finished yesterday the alamat of al-nasb. And we said today we are with alamat al-khaf. First of all, al-khaf, as we said before, that it is the al-khaf is object of al-irtifa'. Irtifa' is elevate, lower or de-elevate. So, he began with al-kasra. He said, al-khafdu, wal-khafdi, thalatu alamatin. Al-khafdi, thalatu alamat. Al-kasratu, wal-ya'u, wal-fatha. Kasratu, wal-ya'u, wal-fatha. So you will recognize that this is makhfud, and we all know that the khaf is especially for asma. It cannot occur in af'al, right? The khaf is special to be for asma, but not for af'al. والخفض له عوامل. There are factors for خاف to occur. It is either that the noun, first of all, the خاف comes at the end or occurs to the end, the last letter of the word. Like when you say محمد بيت, this خاف E, Baiti, Muhammadi, like this. This is the khaf, right? But what causes the khaf? What causes the khaf can be the حروف الخف من إلى عن على وفي وربا. Or حروف القسم واو والله باء بالله تاء تالله and همزة الله and then we have also the ظرف like قبل بعد. All the nouns that come these words قبل بعد will be مجرور like قبل أمس. نعم. بيتي وراء المسجد. So we have the term is the ظرف. And the fourth is the إضافة. إضافة. كتاب محمد. So محمد here will always be مجرور because of the إضافة. مضاف إليه. And the fifth reason for خف is to be تابع. And the توابع are four. بدل توكيد عطف and صفة. And there is one other خافض which is ارتقاء الساكنين. Although this is not خافض but it shows the خفض there. It shows the خفض there. Let's now put these عوامل as I call them or factor for خفض. Let's put them now, write them down so we know. First, عامل is حروف الخفض. And these are من, إلى, عن, على, في, الباء, أي بريال, الكاف like كالقمر, اللام like لمحمد. Right, these are حروف الخفض. And then we have حروف القسم like واو, like والله, باء بالله, تاء تالله, and همزة like الله. Then we have ظرف, ظروف, ظرف الزمان وظرف المكان. الظروف the adverb. Adverb of place or of time. نعم صحيح. مثل قبل, بعد, أمام, وراء, قدام, خلف, فوق, تحت, أعلى, أسفل, بين, إذا, and some others. Okay. And we have the التابع. And these are four تابع. The بدل. Like آمنت بمحمد رسول الله. So رسول here is بدل from محمد. That's why it came مخفوض. توكيد like توكيد يعني we'll come to that inshallah later. And عطف and صفه. So these are called تابع. We'll come to them inshallah all. And the fifth reason for جاء for خفض is التقاء الساكنين. And that is when the last letter of the first word is ساكن and the first letter of the second word is ساكن as well. You say for example اضرب, اضرب is ساكن. Okay. الولد, الولد the first letter is the alif and it is ساكن. همزة وصل. اضرب الولد. Now it, when these two together are pronounced, the باء would be given the sound of كسرة. اضرب الولد. اضرب الولد. So we have these five reasons for خوف. نعم. And the signs for khalq, the signs for khalq, as we said, are three. Either the kasra, or ya, or fatha. One of these three. Only. Nothing else other than these. So we have one. Asli, original, haraka, which is the kasra. And then we have the replacement of representatives of kasra, which is the ya and fatha. We want to go deep into each one of these signs. First is al-kasra. الكسرة as Ibn Ajurum says, فأما الكسرة فتكون علامة للخفض في ثلاثة مواضع. Verily الكسرة would be a sign for خفض in three places. الاسم المنصرف, جمع التكسير المنصرف, وجمع المؤنث السالم. الاسم المنصرف, المنصرف means the noun that accepts the تنوين. The اسم that accepts the تنوين. Accept the تنوين at the end of it. That is called منصرف. Right. Example for that. Here we have in the تحفة السنية سعيت إلى محمد. رضيت عن علي. استفدت من معاشرة خالد. أعجبني خلق بكر. Now we notice here that an Ali are مخفوض. Why? Because of the factor that preceded these two names or two nouns. The first is إلى, سعيت إلى محمد. نعم. And the second is عن, which is رضيت عن علي. So إلى وعن here are the factors for the خفض in these two nouns. When we see the factor for خفض in خالد and بكر is الإضافة. Is al idafa. We see that al idafa. Now, so we have here, what we call it a genitive. We have here a genitive. Where? In Mu'asharati Khalid. Mu'asharati Khalid. We have two nouns. Mu'ashara is a noun. And Khalid is a noun. There is a conjunction between them. That is the genitive. The genitive, which is Idafa, is here. We done the Idafa of Mu'ashara to Khalid. معاشرة means friendship. living with somebody or something like that. So this is the mu'ashara. The mu'ashara. Now, the mu'ashara here is the idafa. Right? So the idafa is the reason for khabth. And here Khalidin and Bakrin are makfood because of the idafa. Because of the idafa. And also you can say Wallahi, and the khabd in the last letter, the ha, is because of the waw al-qasam. Also in the dharf, you can say Jitu qabla amrin. So amrin here is makhfud. It's also again idafa, but it is because of it is mudaf to the dharf or badal when the mubdal minhu is makhfud and iltiqa al-sakinin. But anyway, generally these are the places where are the factors for khabd. Now we have the ya. So we already know about the of the ya. The ya we said is a sign for khabd as well. Sorry, sir. I'm talking about the kasra step. I'm still with the kasra. So we have the ism al-mufrad, and then we have jam' al-taksir. Also, jam' al-taksir, when it is mahfud, you will see the kasra. You will see the kasra instead. But jam' al-taksir, al-munsarif, not al-mumnu' min al-sarf. Al-munsarif, which can, which noun can be found there. Which noun can be found there. Now, and as the example here given by Muhammad Muhyiddin in Tuhfa al-Sania, marartu birijalin kiramin. Now we have two nouns here which are makhfud, and we have one factor. Who can tell me what is the factor of khabd here? Naam, Umm Radwan. Go ahead, Umm Radwan. Al-ba, naam. Marartu bi, birijalin. Al-ba, naam. Ahsanti. Okay, Abu Fatima. Abu Fatima, can you tell me please, what are these two nouns makhfud here? Ya Aisha, don't type anything until we speak about it. You did not catch it. Right, we say it's written there on the screen. Marartu bi rijalin kirame. Sister Umm Radwan said that the factor for khafdir is the ba. What are the two nouns which are here majrur? Okay, Abu Fatima said rijalin kiramin. Okay, why rijalin is makhfud? Why? No, not the sign. Why it is makhfud? Yes, we know. Jam'a taksir, no. Is it because it is jam'a taksir, it is makhfud? No, we can find jam'a taksir, which is marfu'. You can say, kallamani rijalun kiramun. Kallamtu rijalan kiraman. because of the ba. Ahsant. طيب. We know now رجال is مخفوض because of the ba. بنت محمد. Tell me why كرام is مخفوض. Can you tell me why كرام is مخفوض? You mean صفة. You mean صفة. Not موصوف. موصوف is رجال. كرام is صفة. أحسنت. أحسنت. And then here we see one تابع. I remember I told you one of the reasons why you find the noun مخفوض is it might be تابع. Like this here. Because always the تابع, the follower of the مخفوض is مخفوض. The follower takes the same ruling of the followed noun. The noun that is followed. طيب. And the other example. رضيت عن أصحاب لنا شجعان. عيشة now please print it. طيب. رضيت عن أصحاب لنا شجعان. What is the خط here? رضيت عن أصحاب لنا شجعان. Where is the خط? Okay, tell me where is the خط. صالح, go ahead. صالح, go ahead. حرف الخفض عن. Okay, حرف الخفض is عن. Right. Now, what are the nouns here which are مخفوض? عبدالله underscore. Underscore عبدالله. What are the nouns that are مخفوض in here? أصحاب. نعم. And it is مخفوض. What is the factor for خفض? عبدالله, what is the factor for خفض here? It is عن. أحسنتي. What is the sign for خط? الكسر. أحسنتي أم عبد الله. Okay. Who else can tell me now what other nouns which are مخفوض from the nouns found in the sentence? رضيت عن أصحاب لنا شجعان. Who can tell me if there is any other noun which is مخفوض? Is there anybody or nobody? Sauda, go ahead. Go ahead, Sauda. Shuj'an, ahsanti Sauda. Why Shuj'an is مخفوض, ya Sauda? Why Shuj'an is مخفوض, ya Sauda? Because it is tabi, ahsanti. Alright, what kind of tabi is it? We said that the tabi are four. What kind of tabi is it? Sifa, ahsanti, mashallah, tabarakallah. Hey, Abdullah underscore one. Alright, Abdullah, we'll come to the other, inshallah, and the other sign, the last sign of the last place for the kasra is sign for khaf of today, inshallah, you will be the first to do the exercise. The third is مؤنث السالم. جمع المؤنث السالم. And here he did not say المنصرف because جمع المؤنث can only be منصرف. Can only be منصرف. نعم. Except for other, يعني إن شاء الله, reasons that we, إن شاء الله, explain them one day, إن شاء الله. But now, جمع المؤنث السالم. Here, what's his name? محمد محدين, محمد عبد الحميد محدين, the author of التحفة السرية, محمد محدين عبد الحميد. He said, he gave example. He said, نظرت إلى فتيات مؤدبات. عبد الله. أم عبد الله. Can you show me where is the اسم مخفوض and what is the sign for خط and what is the factor for خط؟ أم عبد الله. Where is that أم عبد الله؟ Told her to wait. I think it is أم عبد الله _ 1. أم عبد الله, you are there. It does not seem that she's. Oh, she says I don't know this one. طيب, who can tell us? Who knows? نظرت إلى فتيات مؤدبات. سودة, go ahead. Where is the اسم مخفوض here? What is the sign for خط? And what is the factor for خط? Quick, please. فتيات is the اسم مخفوض. Right, continue. We asked about the sign for خط and the factor for خط. نعم يا سودة. The sign for خفض here is the كسرة and the factor is إلى. نعم, أحسنت. طيب, we'll take one another. _ عبد الله, go ahead and tell us if there is any other noun that is مخفوض. نعم عبد الله. مؤدبات. Why? What is the sign for خفض here? Make it quick, please. What is the sign for خفض here? كسرة. Why the كسرة is the sign for خفض in this law? Why? Why كسرة is the sign? جمع مؤنث سالم. أحسنتي. بارك الله فيك. طيب. Why is this noun is مخفوض here? Why? Why is this noun مخفوض here? We don't see any factor of خفض before it. It is صفة, so it is تابع. أحسنتي. بارك الله فيك. I am very proud of these kind of students. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. And يعني إن شاء الله تعالى you're going to have good future in learning and teaching Arabic إن شاء الله. So now we have here the كسرة as a sign for خط, and إن شاء الله تعالى we continue tomorrow with the as the sign for the خط instead of the كسرة. But here just I want to make a quick correction on the ebook. So tomorrow you're doing the ebook, can you just cut and paste what is written there, نيابت. نيابت عائشة, please cut and paste, or copy and paste. Copy and paste. No, all of it as it is there. Ah, do you notice there is a major mistake here? نيابت الكسرة عن الياء. It is the other way. It is نيابت الياء عن الكسرة. It is نيابت الياء عن الكسرة, because the كسرة is the original sign for خط, and the ياء comes here instead, يعني عنها, نيابة عنها. Right, so correct it. There are a lot of mistakes in this ebook, and I wish that you guys correct every time we correct, inshallah. Right, here we end up our session today. Willing to, inshallah ta'ala, see you again tomorrow same time. and inshallah ta'ala we're going to meet before that today afternoon with the tafsir, and at the night inshallah with Sunan al-Nasa'i, the Khirat al-Uqba, Sharh al-Mushtaba, and the question and answer session. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, wa sallallahu sallam mubarak على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.